for TFW Mobile. Jody one, good morning, guys.
Okay, 04HK, good morning.
Yeah, don't be apologizing. It happens. Good morning to both of you, gentlemen.
Thanks, morning, Jody.
Yeah, it's my 2 weeks going to breakfast. Start our 4-day weekend. We always be on breakfast on that Thursday morning.
I'm almost down to your place again.
Thank you.
I don't know. Just woke up early this morning and couldn't go back to sleep, so just went and got up.
It's been a while, doesn't it?
No matter how hard you try not to.
It's been some beautiful mornings here lately.
You two doubled that time.
But you gotta say, it's been some beautiful mornings here lately.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
Just woke up, man. Good morning.
Richard, hope you're having a good start to your day since you just got up there. KO4HKX.
Good morning, KN4TFW.
Good morning, sir, KO4MUF.
Everybody, KO4 Romeo Whiskey Whiskey. Well, I fell asleep at my desk last night. Now I woke up. I guess I better go get in bed and try to get a little bit of rest. I'm supposed to go out to eat this afternoon with some friends, and I hadn't been to the restaurant before, and I don't know what to expect.
Hope you have a good time when you go out to eat with your friends there this evening. And hopefully you can get you some rest before then.
I kind of need it. I get a little bit and I don't get a little bit. It comes in bunches. That's the way it has been anyway. I'm going to try to catch y'all on later on this evening.
Up here
there.
K4OW
Richard
Freeman. Out here working on this road on 290 and grinding it up. Even the ground up surface is way smoother than what it has been.
How far are they grinding it?
They're up to the bus garage.
Take it all the way to 25.
Even if they left it like it is, it's still better than it was. Some big projects going on today.
We did a nice little pipe job yesterday. We got to go do a little repair job this morning. A crew went out there and put a pipe in and did take a piece of the old pipe out. Now the road's starting to settle in that old pipe, so we'll have to go dig that up, do some compaction and repair that. So I think that's going to be the basic part of our job.
Pretty good day. I know it's supposed to be nice weather today.
Well, I hope it is too, you know. And you too, man. Did you get your truck situated?
Problems I was having last week, yes. With the problems that have developed this week, maybe.
Not for you. Get it figured out and get it fixed.
I hope so, too.
I got a question. I was looking at some of the parks out west, and they have, you know, like four-wheel drive trails or whatever, but you can't take an all-wheel drive vehicle on it. Why is that?
All-wheel drive is not true four-wheel drive. It's only applied when the tires pick up, or when the computer picks up tire slippage, and it will get you stuck. It's my opinion, it's one of the worst things they could have done for four-wheel drive.
Roger that.
I agree with Patrick.
First is the automatic locking hubs. to rotate the tires before it locks in. That stuff works good in theory and on a piece of paper, but in real life, it kind of sucks.
I always hated automatic locking hubs. For one, it always leaves your front end spinning, you know, like four-wheel drive, so I just never liked automatic hubs.
Since this Jeep has.
Year Jeep is it? Automatics. But I always liked being able to lock and unlock my axles.
You got to get out and turn the thing out there on the axle. I went into a bad spot. I read an article, I guess it was yesterday, was saying that Dodge Ram wasn't putting any more V8s in their 1500 pickup. I wonder if they're putting in their bigger one.
And I heard that Dodge was going to put in V8, and they were going to go with six-cylinder supercharged or whatever.
Make sure you're going to that. I mean, look, everything's got a smaller engine, V6 or four-cylinder with a turbo on it now.
Having a, let's see, their top model has the twin turbo inline six, and then the other one's got something called a Hurricane. More power than my Hemi.
Probably does make more horsepower, but the reliability is not there.
So low end torque, right?
Old saying still runs true. There is no substitute for cubic inches.
That Camaro, it had a V6 in it with a manual transmission, and you'd have to catch a gear going up that hill on 25. It's like, man, that just sucked.
Well, we're trying to find my wife something new to drive, and or newer, and having a really tough time at it. Don't want anything with the electronic power steering or all the nav and the big touch screen. Don't want all that stuff, and you'd be surprised at how hard it is to find just a basic car or small SUV now.
Right. Susan's been mulling over wanting to get something old without any electronics, you know, something with a carburetor and that, but man, you can't hardly find them.
Get something real old, you can forget about a carburetor.
Looking mid-70s and probably older.
Find it, but you're going to pay as much as you would for a new one. What it costs to repair anything anymore or restore it.
Parts.
Having now with the wife's escape, I need the electronic power steering control module, which is part of the steering column, and you can't find them.
Junkyard sites that, you know, sell these trucks and stuff, finding the same year of my truck that's been wrecked and buying it so I have extra parts.
You think it's the same thing, but you doubled with somebody there, or somebody doubled with you.
Yeah, it's me at the very beginning. Go ahead, Judge.
I was just saying that it's, you know, going on to one of these co-parts or something like that, just find me one of those wrecked trucks, just you know, the same year as mine. That I don't, you know, don't have to be the same model, but have my same parts and be able to just pick it up pretty cheap and just store it.
I agree with you. I've been thinking about doing the same thing for mine.
Making that, they just don't make that part anymore?
I find it looks like the company that built it for Ford is out of business and they just don't make them anymore. But it's not just Ford, it's pretty much every manufacturer. Once you get some age on the vehicle, you can't get parts for them.
A set of parts I had to buy for my 2015 GMC was off of eBay, you know.
Those big plans for the weekend.
It's get some stuff ready for camping next week. And my Susan said her sister and mother might be coming in. I guess the old preacher from the church they used to go to down here passed away, and I think they're coming down for it.
I ain't going around the place, just doing some cleanup, fixing it, you know, just some stuff like that.
My plan, Jody, just doing winter prep. I got to take down a old canvas shed. I got a new one coming. And then just rearranging some stuff in my building so I can get more organized and get in it. Like I say, just normal winter prep.
I'll do the same thing. Not really winter prep, but just, you know, I got my feed containers in the back of my side-by-side. I was thinking about building me a small box that I can keep them in. Ain't got to worry about nothing getting into them and just get them out of that thing.
Feeding.
Barn for the squirrels, but it seems like the deer attack it for. Some birds and coons and critters like that. Wildlife that my wife loves to watch.
That, nothing wrong with that.
So I let her feed up and stuff. She just goes out there and enjoys it.
Going all next week, or are you just taking the weekend off?
Not next week, week after. First week in September, we leave out on Sunday morning and get back on Sunday morning. Island on Friday morning, and then Friday afternoon and Saturday we're at Santee.
So you're not leaving till September the 1st then, right? Or the 31st of August.
To be able to load it all up one day, you know what I mean, and just get up and leave in the morning. It's a all-wheel drive, so I have there's a button here that says trail. I reckon what that does.
You know, it locks your front end in, and it usually just, you know, sets it up where it locks your four-wheel drive in, being in a Jeep.
The Jeep, I bet he's in his little Toyota. And that probably just changes the percentage. The way that works is the front will be, on a normal day, 90%, and the rear will be 10%. Until it picks up a slippage, and then it'll transfer. But you go to trail, it may put it like 50-50, which, or, you know, whatever the percentage is. But it doesn't lock it in until, unless your foot is on the accelerator, and it has to turn the wheels to lock everything. So you got that delay, and that's what causes problems out on the trail and gets you stuck when you're in a bind.
KN4 TFW.
KF4MUF. But gentlemen, I'm here at my little spot, so I'm going to say 7-3 to both of y'all. Y'all have a great day, and we will catch you out here tomorrow morning, KF4MUF.
Jody, hope you have a great day and enjoy your breakfast, KO4HKX.
Have an awesome day. Enjoy the company and the breakfast, and we'll catch you in the morning, KN4TFW.
All-wheel drive stuff works pretty good on flat pavement and stuff like that, but when you get out on the trails and you're really putting it to the paces, it doesn't function all that well.
And kind of misleading, isn't it?
It is. I've done a lot of four-wheeling in my younger days, and even dealing with it just going up and down the driveway in the wintertime, and I've had to pull a lot of all-wheel drive vehicles out because they think they can go in places they shouldn't be.
Those trails would be all that bad, you know, out there if they're, you know, you going on it all the time.
West, those trails are pretty rough. I'll start sending you some videos of that stuff, because I watch quite a few of them. And it's pretty entertaining to watch these newer vehicles. I seen one yesterday, one of the newer Broncos, trying it, and it didn't work out quite so well for them.
Newer Broncos? Bronco not a four-wheel drive?
It's probably got all the traction control stuff in it, and it, more of an all-wheel drive. It's still, there's real variations in there, and it just, it's hard to explain. It's easier to show you what it causes than to try to tell you. But that, like I said, that stuff works good out here on flat ground or slippery roads where you know you're that kind of stuff. But when you get on terrain where you got to kind of feather the gas or you want your grip and you don't have it because you got to wait for the front tires to lock or rear tires, and it causes, those split second delays cause a lot of problems.
With all wheel drive, it'd probably do all right in the winter snow conditions, like if I went up to the daughter's house or something, right?
Okay. I wouldn't try to, you know, no steep hill or nothing like that unless you had a run and go and you could stay in the gas. But if you ever have to get out of the gas and stop, getting started again is would be your issue on something like that.
Drive it like you had a regular rear-wheel drive and you'd probably be all right.
They are a little misleading, like I say. For that reason. But now I will say they do have some advantages over the old fashioned just get out and lock your hubs and things like that when you're in the environment we're in right now in the city or something like that. You know, trying to make a turn in a real four-wheel drive that's locked up, it can push you out of the road if you ain't careful. But where that will, it'll just make the turn and go on. So it does have some advantages. When you get to real off-roading, it doesn't work.
But you shouldn't have it in four-wheel drive or locked in unless the tires can slip on gravel or snow or the grass or something like that on the pavement. It's just going to tear it up, isn't it?
Which one?
Four-wheel drive.
Something like you're driving in the snow, you know, slippery areas and stuff like that, it's still a little... You got to know how to burp throttle and get the back end to come around and do what you want it to. You do a lot of driving with the accelerator pedal instead of the steering wheel.
Is the repeater okay today?
Scratchy. I'm sitting still right here across from the post office, and it's scratchy.
All broken up. I can't get a full signal for whatever reason.
Time of year where the weather's cooling down. So it was probably in the 50s up there this morning. I didn't even look. I got up so early, I just didn't pay it any attention.
Low 60s. I mean, it's 67 here. It was cooler than that at the house, though.
Probably got some temperature change going on, so one of those days. It won't be long before we're having to rake leaves and clean them up.
Yeah, it won't be long, and it'll... The days will just be in the 70s.
They didn't get out of the 70s yesterday at the house. You're getting pretty close.
Miles out from getting on the interstate, but I'll catch up with you later. You have an awesome day.
Well, you have a good day. I hope everything goes smooth for you at work and it's smooth sailing on the interstate. That way you don't have any trouble, but I'm going to get my day started. So, talk to you later. 73 KO4HKX. Clear.
All right, 73 Apache. Yeah, it's clear sailing from here out. Nothing planned special today for work, so it should be a good one. Catch you later. KN4GFW.